读到一篇有关于粮票的故事。
Not long ago, I read a story on the food coupons.
那这是一个中年妇人她的一个回忆。
It's an elderly lady, a remember of her mother.
然后回想到40多年前那个饥荒、饥馑年代的时候。
She remembered 40 some years before when there was famine.
那时候她只是一个梳着辫子的一个小女孩。
She was just a young girl at that time.
然后这个粮票呢，就是意味着粮食。
In those days, food coupons issued by the government was the only source of food.
就有一次呢，她的母亲竟然把全家配给的这个粮票，总共37斤半，全给丢了。
But one time, her mother had lost allotted food coupons worth of 19 kilograms of food.
那不管她怎么一次又一次的去找，
No matter where she looked,
翻箱倒柜，
turned the house upside down,
一个人又一个人这样去问。
No matter whom she asked,
可是却再也没有找到。
she just could not find the lost food coupons.
因为这样，她面对内心的愧疚。
So faced with inner guilt,
面对这个公公婆婆他们唠叨埋怨。
the blame from the in-laws,
面对这丈夫他深夜的叹息。
the constant distressed look of a husband at night,
面对那些过早懂事的孩子们他们的沉默。
and the silence from all her children,
然后面对一个食物就是意味着生命的时代。
faced with an age when food was life,
他说一个普通的母亲没有其他的选择。
This mother had no other choice.
她只能够自己也这个尽量少吃
but to cut back her own portions of food.
所以让这饥饿的痛苦尽量少落在家人的身上
in order to reduce the pain of hunger on her family.
每天呢就只吃那么一点点的东西
so she ate barely.
只要这一点点的东西能够支持她去上班的工作还有回来做家务
barely enough to give her strength for work and to do house chores.
可是这一点点的东西怎么样能够支持呢
？So how could such constant lack of sufficient nutrition sustain her health？
于是一个原本健壮的母亲，她在饥饿当中，慢慢的耗尽了生命。
So gradually, a once healthy woman exhausted her life in hunger。
然后她的母亲没有能度过那个时代。
So she did not live her expected span of life。
虽然不能说是她是饿死的。
Even though technically she did not die of hunger,
但谁都知道她不应该，本来不应该那么早就走。
But we all knew that very well that she should not have died so soon.
那根据官方的统计，困难时期呢，共损失人口有2000万。
According to the government statistics, in those days of famine, 20 million souls were lost.
然后其中有多少像这样的母亲呢
？And how many mothers were like that.
他们费尽了心机呢，就先让家里的这个顶梁柱丈夫先吃饱。
They did their best to feed the husbands who were the pillars of the family.
然后丈夫吃饱了之后，接着就是嗷嗷待哺的孩子。
Then they fed their children.
那最后才是自己。
They themselves came in last.
他说，在那个遥远的年代，同样的悲剧，不知道上演了多少次。
So how such tragedy? Play over and over again.
不知道有多少的母亲就在默默当中牺牲了。
How many mothers gave up their lives in those days?
当我在读这个文章的时候
，When I was reading this article,
我想到那一句话，他说食物就意味着生命的时代。
I'm impressed by the phrase that food was life.
没有粮食就没有生命。
Without it means without life.
可是有一件事情，我们必须知道。
But there's one thing we must know.
这个年代呢，并不遥远。
Such stage is not long gone.
或者我们可以说，这个年代并还没有过去。
It's still not over.
现在还有，因为没有粮食而丧命的人还是大有人在。
Because many are still dying from lack of food even today.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮食。”
But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
因为他清楚知道一件事情，食物就是生命。
Because he knew very well food was life.
人需要一个生命的粮。
Man needs the bread of life.
这样我们才不会在饥饿当中慢慢的耗尽生命。
So he will not wither in hunger.
问题是生命的粮在哪里？
So where is the bread of life?
到底什么是生命呢？
Or what is the bread of life?
那在这里圣经我们刚开始读的那个地方经文，他告诉我们，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
In today's scripture, Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
其实就是我是生命的粮。
So Jesus said, He was the bread of life.
这个我是呢，其实就是我们所信所拜这独一无二真神他的名字。
When he said, I am, that is his name. His name is, I am, is the one who we believe and worship.
那我们知道这名字原来是为了要辨识的。
I am is the name of the only true God. A name is for recognition.
若是没有名字的话，那每一个人都是 hi, hey.
Without name, we can only call each other hi, hey, hey.
A man, woman, hey. 名字是要辨识的。
So name is to represent an individual.
可是神只有一位。
But there's only one God.
原本不需要名字来辨识。
So he needs no name.
可是因为有了假神，所以还是需要一个名。
But because of the many false gods, he will give you us a name so that we can recognize him.
假如我们再回到旧约，到出埃及记三章十三、十四节那个地方。
So if we return to Exodus 3:13-14,
那时候神要摩西把百姓从罪恶、从这个埃及地带领出来。
The God wants Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那时候呢，他想到一个很具体的一个很实际的问题。
So Moses, had a real problem.
他是谁呢？他怎么能够把那个人带，把这些人带出来？
Moses asked himself, Who am I? How could I lead such a great number of people?
所以他需要有一种象征性的权力来做一个后盾。
So he must have a authority in order to be credible.
虽然他认识神，可是那些人不认识。
Even though he knew God, but Israelites didn't.
所以他就问说，那好，你要我去带他们出来，那你告诉我你叫什么名字？
So he asked God, okay, if you want me to lead these group of Israelites, you must tell me your name so I could tell them.
也就是当我去到那百姓当中，我可以告诉他们，不是我自己来的，是那个神，那个叫什么名字的神叫我来的。
So when I appeared before the people, I could tell them I was sent by someone else.
结果神呢，就告诉他。
So God told him,
我是。这什么话？
God said, my name is I am.
我是就是我是。
I am that I am. It's the name of God.
这是一个重要真理的一个宣告。
So what kind of name is this?
那我是第一件事情告诉我们，他是一个自由拥有的神。
I am is a declaration that God has existed from the beginning.
这表示我们的神是一个自供自足的神。
That God himself is a self-sufficient and self-reliant.
这也表示他是一个独存永在的一个神。
He's independent of anything else.
他不需要依附在任何的物体上。
He did not come from somebody.
不是说你要用一个支架把它支起来，不然它会倒下去。
You don't need to uphold him with a scaffold, otherwise he's going to stumble.
另外，我是也是告诉我们，这是一个无穷尽、一个神属性的表达而已。
I am is also telling us that God is an everlasting, omnipotent God. All those attributes of His.
因为你说我是呢，其实这不完整。
When you say I am, that seems kind of incomplete.
那你有没有打电话？有没有问人家说，请问你是谁呀？
If you call somebody and ask, who are you?
他告诉你说我是啊。
Then he tell you I am.
你是谁呀？
Then you ask who?
我是啊。
And he will say, I am.
那我是什么？没有不完整。
This sentence is incomplete.
所以后面有一个名词，或者是有一个形容词。
So usually, there is a noun or an adjective follow.
所以在那当中，神告诉我们，我是光。
So God says, I am the light.
那就好像在旧约里头，我是医治你的。
Or in the Old Testament, God would say, I am the one who heals you.
哎，好像我们今天所读的，我是这生命的粮。
So、like today, what we read, I am the bread of life.
而总之，从这我是身上呢，我们我是这个名当中，我们认识到世界上没有一个名词或是一个形容词能够把我们对上帝的了解完全表达出来。
So there is I am, and then the blank, no matter what you fill in that blank, it cannot find an all-inclusive term that can adequately describe our understanding of God.
当神说他的名字是我是的时候，表示他是无限大的。
So when God says I am, it means that he's infinite.
那我们现在介绍自己，通常描述自己、介绍自己的时候，我们都是用我是怎么这样开始，是不是？
So even today, when we introduce ourselves, we say, "I am somebody."
啊，那这个我是，其实我们也是在沾神的光。
So in doing so, we borrowing God's glory.
你看，神造我们的时候，我们是按着他的样式去造的。
Since we are all created in His image.
我要告诉你的一件事情，就是说我们是尊贵的。
And we are therefore noble.
那好像这诗篇49篇20节那个地方告诉我们。
It's like on some 49:20 says,
然后人在尊贵当中而不醒悟的话，就好像如死了死亡的那个畜类一样。完全，我们在尊贵当中，你不知道我们是尊贵的，我们不看重这种生命的话，那我们就好像那死亡的畜类一样，没有什么价值。
So if we do not recognize we're noble, we're like the animal.
虽然人是尊贵的。
So even men are noble.
可是，在人犯罪堕落之后呢
？However, after he sins and has fallen from grace.
当我们在提到这我是的时候
，That I am.
啊，这其实是一个亏缺神荣耀的一个代名词。
That we have today has fallen short of the glory of God.
可是神伟大的地方就在这里。
But this is the grace of God.
因为他让我们在耶稣基督里面
，In Christ.
然后让我们这些不体面的我是呢，他给人越发加上体面来。
The tarnished I am has taken on a new life, a new look, and become honorable again.
所以保罗他最后有一个体会，他说：“我今日是成了何等人。
”So Paul says, "What I have become today."
我今天不是有什么样的尊贵，有什么地位，都不是。
It's not because I have some status or some achievement.
那我今天成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
What I have become is only by the grace of God.
我们活在这世上，我们要看到神的爱，也要看到神的恩典。
So when we live in this world, we must see the love and grace of God.
我们更是要在主耶稣基督他的恩典跟知识上不断来长进。
We need to grow in Christ.
我们要去恢复神在我们身上他造我们时有的这些荣耀。
In order to restore the defiled glory of God.
每当我们讲到我是基督徒的时候
，So whenever we say, "I am a Christian,"
请我们记得我们是在宣告一件事情。
We're making a declaration.
我们是向世人宣告说，我是在基督里面已经成为一个新造的人。
That is that I am a new creation in Christ.
在我的余生当中，我要来荣耀神。
And therefore, I will use the rest of my life to glorify God.
当人谈到这个生命的粮的时候
，Whenever we talk about the bread of life，
主耶稣他就借着这个我是来向人启示他的全能。
And Christ used the phrase "I am" to send a message。
每当呢，主他说我是什么什么的时候呢，这都是一个非常强而有力的信息。
So whenever he says I am certain things, he's sending a very powerful message.
今天告诉他告诉我们说我是生命的粮。
Today the scripture says he says I am the bread of life.
然后到我这里来的必定不饿。
And those who come to me will never go hungry.
那信我的也必定永远不渴。
And who believes in me shall not be thirsty.
假如我们读约翰福音的时候。
If we study the book of John,
你可以看到这里头有七篇耶稣很重要他所讲的这个信息。
There are seven very important discourses in the book of John.
那每一篇的信息都是从我是这个主题开始。
Each one begins with the phrase I am.
然后在这七篇的信息当中呢，耶稣首先要解决的就是人生命的问题。
In these seven discourses, he first wanted to solve man's problem of life.
所以他说我是生命的粮。
So he says, I am the bread of life.
你要知道这生命生活，我们提过生命生活跟服事这三个次序是不可颠倒的。
We mentioned the important sequence of having life, then the way we live and the manner we serve cannot be changed.
而我们的生命要先得饱足，有活力。
We must have a full life before we can gain strength.
这样我们的生活才会有力量，侍奉才会有果效。
And then we gain strength to live a new life, and then we can serve effectively.
那可是呢，生命的粮不是针对这侍奉的人来说的。
But the bread of life is not only for those who serve God.
我们知道那是针对着一群走到哪里就跟到哪里，耶稣走到哪里就跟到哪里那一群的群众说的。
But to all those who follow Jesus wherever he goes.
那这也是一个次序。
That is also a sequence.
因为就算是我们今天不是侍奉的人
，Even today, even though we do not serve God.
那你也是有工作吧
？But you also have job, right?
没有生命，你怎么生活
？Without true life, how can you live?
那没有生活，就不会有好的工作。你生活的不好，就不会有工作，就不会有果效。
If you don't live right, your job you will not work effectively in your job.
所以，不管我们谈侍奉也好，谈工作也好，你首先要注意的是生命的问题。
So no matter we're talking about serving in church or working in the secular world, we must deal with this life first.
所以这一群人，这一群群众向主要粮，他说：“将这个粮，这生命的粮，常常赐给我。”
So the crowd asked Christ, "Come and give us this bread of life."
那表示说，这个他们非常的看重这生命。
They said in John 6:34, "From now, give us this bread." And that means that they want to live well.
那这个生命的粮不是一次就解决，吃一次就完了。
This bread of life is not once for all.
那因为吃完了还会再饿。
Because once you have eaten, you'll be hungry again.
所以他们说，将这粮常常赐给我。
So the crowd said, in their understanding, "Get from now on." Give us this bread.
没有人想要饿
Nobody wants to.
也没有人想要口渴
Or be thirsty.
但问题有可能吗
But is that possible?
有可能
Yes, it is.
的秘诀就是说，到我这里来，主说到我这里来。
The secret to this is what Jesus said, "Come to me."
到我这里来的必定不饿
Those who come to me shall not be hungry.
那信我的人永远不渴。
And those who believe in me should not be thirsty.
关键是你相信吗
？Now, the key is, do you believe this?
你肯来到主这里来吗
？Are you willing to come to Him?
我们说信，好吧？那你说信啊？信他的话，那他有什么呢？生命的粮，他在里面有什么呢
？So, when we say believe, well, what do we believe?Where is this bread of life?
当我们思考这个问题之前呢，我们先澄清一个观念。
Before we go into that point, we must clear one thing.
耶稣说：“我是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Christ said, "I'm the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not be hungry, and those who believe in me shall not be thirsty."
请我们注意，这是一个邀请。
Pay attention that this is an invitation.
那主邀请我们来。
The Lord is inviting us to Him.
可是这也是一个预定的问题。
But it's also a predestination.
那首先我们知道主他没有限定哪一种人才能够来到他面前。
First, Lord did not limit what kind of people can come to Him.
不管你的什么样的肤色。
No matter what this color of skin that you have,
那不管什么样的阶级
or your social status,
不管我们说什么样的话语,
or what kind of language,
我们是做哪一种工作的,
or what type of work you do,
只要到我这里来,
as long as you come to him,
这好像约翰3章16节里面所说, 神爱世人,
just like John 3:16 said, God loved the world.
他没有说他爱哪一种人,
he did not say he only loved certain people 这是人, in the world, but all the world.
这是一样的道理,
that's the same thing here.
那只要到我这里来的,
all those who come to him,
主说我都接受,
the Lord says, I will receive them all.
那我都要赐给你这生命的粮,
to give them all the bread of life.
这好像马太福音第5章那边提到的,
it's like Matthew 5 says,
然后神呢, 叫日头来照好, 照好人也照歹人,
God calls the sun to rise on the evil and the good,
那降雨给义人, 也给不义的人,
and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
那对我们来说, 可能我们比较容易了解, 就下雪, 下给, 不管谁都有雪吧。
When it snows, it falls in every yard, right?
谁家没雪?
Which family did not get the snow?
那不管你什么样的人, 都一样, 领受都是一样。
So no matter who you are, we all receive them.
那这是一个普世性的邀请。
So this invitation is a universal invitation.
可是, 第二件我们不要忘记,
but let's not forget,
被邀请的人当中又分成两种,
those who are invited also are divided into two groups.
耶稣说有一种人呢, 他就听见神的话, 他看见了神迹, 他就相信的, 看见了之后还是不信, 听了, 看见, 还是不信。
And Jesus said, there's the group of people who see the miracles and still will not believe.
但是有另外一种人他是听见看见他就相信,
but their second group that believe the moment they see and heard.
那这个信跟不信, 请我们注意, 这是一个决定的问题, 不是预定的问题。
So believe or not is a decision and not a predestination.
那时候我们把决定跟预定混淆在一起。
Sometimes frequently we confuse a decision with the predestination.
所以有人认为说, 既然神都已经预定哪些人要得救的话, 那我干嘛信呢? 我不信的话, 他预定我得救, 我还是得救了。
People may say that if God predestined me or one person to believe now, so why should I make any effort to believe? Because even if I don't try, if I'm predestined to believe, I will believe eventually.
假如我没有预定得救的话, 我再怎么信也是枉然的。
If I'm predestined not to believe, no matter how hard I try, that's in vain.
其实不是这样的。
It's not like that.
那圣经告诉我们, 不是这, 预定不是讲这样的。
That's not what predestination means.
信不信, 这是人的决定。
Believe or not is a decision that we make.
可是这个决定会带出一个预定的结果,
but such decision that we make will bring a result which is predestined.
假如我们读以弗所书一章,
if we read Ephesians chapter 1,
那以弗所书里头讲到很多关于预定的问题,
and talk about the predestination.
在第一章3到14节那个地方就告诉我们这件事情,
Ephesians 1, 3 and 4 tells us,
假如你今天是相信的,
If you believe,
那今天神在你身上有一个预定,
God has predestined you,
就叫人在耶稣基督他这样一个救赎的恩典底下, 我们人能够得神儿子的名分。
That God predestined,
and 让我们在耶稣基督他的恩典底下, 我们可以得神儿子的名分。
God predestined that we, under the grace of Christ, will receive the Son, become the Son of God.
而神预定我们在耶稣基督里头, 我们可以得这个基业, 天上的基业。
So we'll receive the inheritance of heaven in Christ.
这是神所预定的。 对于信的人来说所预定的事情,
so this is what predestined those who believe will receive even before the creation of the world.
所以呢, 换句话说, 我们能够来到神面前是一个恩典的问题。
So what we receive and become is predestined That is a grace of God.
当我们再读下去到以弗所书第二章第八节那里，他就告诉我们。
But when we read, continue to read Ephesians 2:8, it says,
他说你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
那这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
This faith is not from yourself, it is a gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So the grace is not by works, so that no one can boast.
因为神所赐的恩典。
Because the grace of God.
因为人的信。
And because man's faith.
人可以得救。
Man can be saved.
那在神的这个预定的旨意当中，很多时候是人所不知道的。
Frequently in God's predestined, predetermined plan, which is unknown to man.
可是不可否认的。在神所预定但是人不知道的旨意当中呢，他要赐给人有各样属灵的福气。
But even in this God predetermined plan, which is unknown to man, God gives grace to the willingness to believe so that man can may live.
因为这样我们来到主面前，这是一个恩典。
So come before God is a grace.
因为这样我们信了主，这是恩典。
We believe in Him. That's grace.
那我们参加这个聚会，我们读经也好，这个祷告也好，把生命的粮吃下去，这是恩典。
It's also grace that we study the scriptures and pray and attend meetings. We ingest the bread of life.
当我们得着了这生命的粮，我们内在的生命开始被滋润，不可了。
So when we receive the bread of life, and our inner life begin to be moistened and would no longer thirst.
我们那个看不见的灵命呢，开始被喂养，你觉得不饿了。
Our spirituality is fed, so we no longer feel hungry.
那这是恩典。
That is also grace.
你发现当人我们人生不再空虚。
So your life is no longer empty.
而相反的，你的人生开始有丰盛的感觉，是有意义、有目标的前进。
You begin to live a full life full of meaning and purpose.
这是恩典。
That is also grace.
这些都是属灵的福气。
All of these are spiritual blessings.
这是信的人才能够得着。
And only the believer shall receive it.
我们来到主里面的人真是非常的有福气。
How blessed are those who come to the Lord.
你不但不饿不不饥不饿的感觉。
Not only we no longer are hungry or thirsty.
主耶稣告诉我们在他里头还有一件事情。
Jesus tells us there is one more thing that we receive in Him.
就是我们能够得平安。
That is, we shall have peace.
凡来到我面前的，我总不丢弃他。
So those who come to me will not be lost.
各位平安怎么来？
How do we receive peace?
什么叫做平安？
What is peace?
不是因为没有苦难、意外、挫败、打击等等就叫平安。
That is not because we will no longer encounter hardship or accidents or failure or trouble.
我们有平安是因为主与我们同在。
We have peace is because the Lord is with us.
我们主的名字说以马内利，以马内就是神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel means that God is with us.
当我们在各样的患难里头
，So in times of trouble,
在逼迫当中，在痛苦里
，any kind of pain,
在绝望里
，in despair,
你或者是伤心
，any hurt,
或者是失落
，or a loss,
你在那不同的状况底下，你一次一次去经历到主与你同在。
Time after time, we experience the presence of the Lord.
你经历到他怎么样的伴随着你
？We experience how he accompanies us.
你经历到从主来的安慰。
Experience the comfort from Him.
他引领你。
He leads us.
他供应你的需要。
Provides our need.
他医治你的疾病。
Heals our illness.
他拯救你脱离凶恶。
And save us from all the trouble.
这叫做平安。
That is peace.
我想到就好像这孩子的一个安全感一样。
It's like the security that the children have.
我不晓得你们家的孩子怎么样。
I don't know about your children.
我们家孩子常常都有这种半夜睡醒的习惯。
My kids wake up in the middle of the night all the time.
哥哥哥哥。 可能哥哥中白天欺负他。
complained the brothers because the brothers were hard on him during the daytime when he was awake.
那当他醒来的时候
，So when younger brothers wake up，
他哭
，They cry，
他会叫
，They will scream。
唯一能够让他安静下的方式
，The only way to calm them down，
就是让他睡在你旁边
，is to let the younger brothers sleep next to their mother。
当这父母跟他在一起的时候
，Or parents， when the parents are with them，
他就能够平静安稳的睡到早上。
So with the presence of parents。He will be able to sleep soundly till the morning.
你明白吗？这叫平安。
You know, this is a sense of security.
不是我们生活里头没有遇到任何的问题、风浪，不是。
That peace is not because we will not encounter any storm in life.
当主与我们同在，我们才会有平安。
But when our Heavenly Father is with us, then we'll have peace.
主说：“我就是生命的粮。”
The Lord says, "I am the bread of life."
他告诉我们，再一次我们重申，他告诉我们，他就是神。这个我是，就是指到他就是神。
He reiterates that he is God.
人只有在他里面，我们才能够真正的得饱足，得到这个生命。
And only in him, man can receive satisfaction and life.
人只有在他里面，我们才能够有得到这个恩典，才能够享受这个平安。
Only in him, God, there is grace and peace.
那这生命的粮也告诉我们一件事情，他是从天上降下来道成肉身的神。
Only in this God who came from heaven and the Word became flesh.
那他下来做什么呢
？Why did he come down for？
我们可以说他是要提升我们生命的意义和价值到一个最高的层次。
He came so that he will upgrade our meaning and value of life to its highest level.
我们知道很多时候我们会把车子要 upgrade 一下。
Frequently, we'll upgrade our automobile.
电脑久了之后，我们也要 upgrade 一下。
Our computer will upgrade to a better, more efficient.
那有时候房子太老了，你们 upgrade 一下。
Our house is too old. We'll upgrade and have renovation.
那我们的教育 upgrade 一下。
We'll upgrade our education.
工作 upgrade.
And upgrade.
什么东西都 upgrade.
We'll upgrade everything.
有一件事情不要 upgrade， 不要换掉的。
Your wife.
对了，这个东西不要去 upgrade 啊。
Don't upgrade.
不是 wife 而已 ，husband 也是一样。
Don't upgrade your spouse. That's unchangeable.
那我们什么东西都 upgrade， 为什么不把生命 upgrade 一下呢
？So we try to upgrade everything. Why not our lives?
那我们知道吃粮就是得生命。
We know that to have food is to receive life.
我们吃再多的粮，你发现这肉体的生命还是有一个期限的。
But even if you eat more, we still have a limit to our physical life.
让我们做一件事情：假如生命没有永恒性
，So if life is not infinite,
那你为什么要为食物而劳力呢
？Why should you labor for food then?
那你为什么要拼命去维持、去保存这个性命呢
？If life is not eternal, why should we labor to keep and protect?
那为什么不 就让它一走了之呢
？Why not just let go of it？
你想想看，人不想死或不愿意死、怕死，难道只是为了珍惜这个生命吗
？No one wants to die, or we all afraid of to die is only because we want to treasure life。
因为捕捉一个美好的记忆吗
？Just try to catch all the pleasant memory。
若是我们真的是这样爱惜生命。
If we truly love this life,
真的你要捕捉这美好的回忆
，try to catch all the pleasant memory.
那你就要更是要去提升这生命的层次。
Then you should even more than ever to improve your life.
那主说他是被拆来，从天上被拆下来的。
Jesus said he was sent from heaven.
那就是要让那些来到他面前的信他的人，叫他们一个都不失落。
So that all those who come before him and believe him shall not be lost.
在这里我们可以看得到，这什么叫做失落？不失落就是得永生的意思。
So here, not lost means to receive everlasting life.
假如我们在只有在今生今世有指望的话
，If you only hope in this life,
那我告诉你，我们是失落的一群。
Then we'll all be a lost generation.
你看，生命里头有两层呢。
There are two levels of life.
我们可以说是一个今生，或者永生。
We can say that there's a present physical life and the next life, which is the eternal life.
或者我们中文说今世来世。
Or this world or next world.
当我们信耶稣基督。
When we believe Christ.
当我们吃那生命的粮。
We eat the bread of life.
当我们与这个我是这个神的这个生命连接在一起。
When we connect to the I am.
各位，你就从今生 upgrade 到永生。
Then you upgrade your life from a present physical life to eternal life.
我们要知道，神的旨意不是要你死。
God's will is not for you to die.
神不要我们灭亡。
God does not want us to perish.
让我们从常识来判断，从一些常识你可以判断。
So let's judge from our common sense.
当我们遇到一些灾难的时候，不管天灾、人祸、什么灾难的时候
，So when we encounter natural calamities.
那你发现人都想要去抢救，还有什么东西可以抢救
？Men try to salvage or to preserve certain things.
那抢救做什么
？For what?
希望我能够保留
，so that they could keep some of their belongings.
同样，神他差儿子来到地上。
In the same manner, God sent His Son to the world.
目的就是为了抢救
，is to salvage, to save a few.
希望把人呢从今生今世当中抢救过来，存活下去。
To rescue men from this world into a better world.
人的肉体虽然会这个毁坏，会死亡。
Even though the physical life or body will perish one day.
但是神在这世上的日子。人在世上日子结束，会有一个结束的时候，在那个时候要叫那些信子的人再次的复活。
One day man's life on this world will conclude, but on that day, God will, those who believe in God will enter into another world.
那这就是神差儿子来，他的真正的意思在哪里
？That is the purpose for God to send His Son into this world.
那耶稣基督他也说得很清楚，在约翰福音11:25-26那边告诉我们。
Jesus said clearly in John chapter 11.
他说这复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
那信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He believes in me will live even though he dies.
凡活着信我的人必然不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
你信这话吗
？Do you believe this?
弟兄姊妹，你信这话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you believe this?
生命的生跟死
，life and death，
我们这个灭亡或者复活
，resurrection or perish，
其实这不是一个争辩性的问题
，it's not a controversial debate，
这是一个人人都必须面对的一个事实
，but a fact that men, all men will face one day。
我们生命是一个永恒的，是宝贵的。
Life is eternal and precious.
当我们有了这个我是的时候，我们就有了这个粮。
When we have the I am, then we receive the bread of life.
当你有这个粮的时候，就意味着你有这个生命。
When you have the bread of life, which means that you have a life of eternity.
弟兄姊妹，你肯让你的生命得到满足，得到丰盛吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to receive a full life?
你愿意在生命里都常有神的恩典和平安吗
？Full of grace and peace of the Lord。
你愿意把你这样的一个生命，宝贵的生命带进去永恒吗
？And last into eternity。
我们要信。
We need to believe。
我们要吃那生命的粮。
We need to take the bread of life。
我们要让主的生命在我们里面产生这变化。
And let the life of the Lord change our lives。
让神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
And show His vitality.
前两天去参加这个小组的聚会。
A couple of days ago, I attended a small group meeting.
那在里头，一段时间没有看到弟兄姊妹。
And I have not attended that group for some time now.
那见到他们，大家很高兴。
So I was very pleased to meet with them again.
然后看到牧师，你看起来不一样。
somebody said, Pastor, you look different.
有人说我看起来比较年轻。
Some said, I appear younger.
有人说我看起来脸色比较白。
And someone says, I became a little pale.
我说只要是白的话呢，就是贫血。
Say, I may be anemic.
因为这是非常的时期，我 脸色怎么 还可能红润？不可能嘛。
This is a difficult time. How could I have the right color?
那最让我讶异的是，有人告诉我，我脸皮发光。
But to my surprise, someone even said I have radiance in my face.
啊，好像那个摩西哈，你只要看那个圣经的摩西从山上下来，但带着十诫下，他脸皮发光一样。
It's like Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with Ten Commandments. His face was shining.
那我不晓得是真是假。
Do you believe it?
那真的吗？我假如这个脸皮会发光到让你羡慕的话。
If your light, your face can radiate to the point that people envy.
我告诉你，没有什么其他的秘诀。
There are no other secrets.
那就是吃生命的粮。
The only way to be like that is to take the bread of life.
继续每天吃着生命的粮。
Do it daily.
主的生命就在我们的生命里头产生变化。
The life of God will change our life.
盼望今天的信息你也有一个回应，有人行动。
I hope today's sermon message will bring a response from you.
我不晓得我们是不是有继续在读经。我们从一月开始，第一个礼拜开始，我们就讲这件事情。
We've been emphasizing daily devotions from the beginning of this year.
那不要快，不需要快。
There's no need to study too much.
那我们有一群弟兄姊妹去了参加这个基督徒这个大会。年底，去年年底去参加基督徒大会，回来之后，告诉我说，这个有一个牧师说要降低标准不要定太高。
The group of brothers and sisters who attended the Christian meeting came back says, one pastor said, lower the standard a little bit.
那说实在，他还没讲这句话之前，我们标准已经降得很低了。
But I tell you the truth, our standard is already pretty low.
我说我们的标准呢，不需要这样跳，像撑杆跳要跳过去。就是一条线跨过来就是的。
So I said, we don't need to set too high of a goal.
那许多教会他们就推动一年读完一次圣经。
Many church promote reads through the entire Bible in one year.
我们是把一年读完一次圣经分成三年读完，这是降低标准来提升标准。
But we lower the standard, we'll read the Bible once in 3 years.
慢没有关系，关键在我们要去吃，我们要去读。
It's okay to read slowly, but I want you to read and take it and digest it.
假如你已经在读的话，感谢主，请你继续。
If you already started, praise the Lord, continue.
你只要是跟着我们教会的三年读完一次的这进度来的话，那你还需要，我们二月份的已经出来在外面桌子上，你等一下回去别忘了拿。
But if you want to join now, the February schedule is already out in the back. Take one home.
那你假如都还没有开始的话，现在开始还是不晚的，请你也拿一张回去看。
It's never too late to start.
另外，除了祷告之外，除了灵修之外，就是祷告，跟神来祷告。
So besides scripture reading, we need to pray.
那吃，你吃进去的。
You take the bread.
把神的话语吞进去了。
You take in the word of God.
那你还要对神有一个正确的回应。
But you also need to respond to God correctly.
因为神要告诉我们应当如何行。
Because God tells us what is the right way to do.
所以我们继续祷告，在祷告里头把你生命里头的难处带到神面前。
So when you pray to God, you bring before God, all the difficulties in life.
没有人一开始就是会祷告的。
No one is a prayer warrior from the start.
也没有人祷告了几十年之后，他告诉我他很会祷告的。
And no one tells me after decades of practice, they are proficient in prayer.
祷告就是操练而已。
The prayer is a lifelong practice.
我们除了自己一起祷告之外，
so、when we,
自己祷告之外，
besides the private prayer,
那我们盼望我们也能够一起，大家一起来祷告。
Besides the private prayer individually, we also have corporate prayer. We pray together.
神的心意本来就是这样。
That is the will of God.
他说他要这个殿成为一个祷告的殿。
He wants this place to be the temple of prayer.
当我们来到这里一起呼求神的时候，
when we come here and call on our Lord,
我们就要看见神在我们当中行大事。
We'll see the miraculous thing, deeds that He will perform among us.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
在今天的信息上有一个正确的回应。
That we have correct response to the sermon today.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.